Very good morning to Baruch Lurie from Nussbaum's. Welcome back. How was your holiday?
Good morning. Thank you. Great to be back. It was awesome.
Where did you go?
Went to Umhlanga with my family, my wife and kids. Mm-hmm. And then a week later, I went to London for a few days for my brother's engagement. He's been living there for 3 years, and he found
insisted in getting engaged in London in January.
Yeah, they want to make the wedding here, so it was our responsibility to go for the engagement there.
It's the least you could do under those circumstances.
So when a Lurie gets married, who caters?
Interesting question there.
So
we know who doesn't cater.
Yeah, we know exactly.
Anymore.
You took the words out of my mouth.
Stanley, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, my bar mitzvah was done by them. It was very nice.
Might have been kosher back then. Yeah. Right.
So we at our personal simchas prefer to outsource it to whomever.
Because you can actually enjoy the function.
Enjoy it. And I'm a bit of a control freak. So if I were to be sitting at one of my own simchas or family simchas, I would be dishing out instructions left and right.
Yeah,
and
that makes
part
sense.
Of it.
You must be a nightmare client.
I am. Name it.
If you don't name it, you can't tame it, Baruch.
I am horrendous.
Okay, there we go. That's the first step.
What he needs, what she called the caterer in Cape Town.
Merle,
who doesn't even tell you what's on the menu.
Right. Merle.
You arrive at your function and surprise, exactly. You thought you were getting meat.
But what's got to do with you, what you're having?
It's a vegan bar of wedding.
Exactly. Absolutely. So, in fact, my future sister-in-law and her mother are coming out from London in a couple of days' time because I want the wedding to be in Cape Town, so they're going around and they're trying to. So my sister-in-law is actually a wedding planner. This is what she does for a living.
Oh,
so she's
terrible.
Coming over here and she's trying to get hold of Merle, and Merle's not taking her calls. They're British, so they want to set up every hour on the hour exactly where they're going to be. So I had to intervene a little bit and just send Merle a gentle voice just saying, please answer that +44 phone call. It's for a function.
All right, 8223, Baruch Lurie from Nussbaum's. Tell us what's going on what specials do you have? What are you offering
us? We've got
some
really cool specials because we know that everyone's paying for their very expensive holidays. So we're doing our best over here. So it's all about the chicken wings. So our raw products, we've got marinated chicken wings at only 59 rand a kilo. It's normally 89 rand a kilo, so there's a 30 rand saving. And you can get either barbecue marinade, peri-peri, lemon herb, or honey mustard. And then for our cooked products, we are doing French bologna, which is great for kiddies' school lunches. It's normally 149 a kilo, is now
149. What's the difference between French and other bologna?
Oh.
Just bad attitude.
So there's
bad attitude and garlic.
I was just going to say.
And it comes with a little yellow vest. What? Yeah.
So French bologna has just got this pink look to it, and it comes in a French flag casing, and apparently it's got flavors of Paris,
France,
whatever
right.
that means.
Burning tires and stuff.
Most bolognas, I think, come out of Eastern Europe.
But that's what I would have thought,
etc.
Is it not a crime to give your children bologna to eat?
No, not at all. Definitely not. I give it to my kids all the time, and I'm in the factory
all the
time.
Wait till they're old enough to see you.
Being manufactured. No, it's perfectly fine. I mean, the non-kosher stuff is different because they put like bone meal and all kinds of soy and weird stuff inside there. This is 100% beef. It's good stuff. Okay. And then finally, if you don't want to cook your own chicken wings, we're doing it for you. Cooked chicken wings, honey and ginger flavor.
Ooh,
89 rand a kilo.
What do you think with ginger? Ginger and honey is a nice combination.
Correct. It's got like a nice Asian flair to it.
Mm.
So those are the deals, people.
Very, very, very nice. And you must be very busy at Burger & Brew as well at the moment.
Yeah, so thank God Burger & Brew has been nice and busy.
You know, unfortunately, with Friends closing down, Friends Kosher restaurant closing down.
How did that happen? What happened?
No idea. I was away and I got pictures of a closed door saying Friends is now closed.
So what I will say is that it's a horrible thing.
It is a horrible
for
thing.
Any business to close.
Sure.
I think that the conditions in our economy, especially in 2018, were absolutely horrendous. I think that the Jewish population is shrinking dramatically. We know of 15 families of our customers from last year that went either to Israel on Aliyah or went to London.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that South African Jewry is not what it was in the mid-90s and definitely not what it was in the late 80s. And I think it's extremely tough out there.
So your view is that it was just purely economic. It did seem full. It did seem like there were a lot of people there when I was there. Certainly.
Yeah.
Are you considering turning Burger and Brew into a more restauranty type place?
So I tell you we'll take it one step at a time. We want to avoid being in the restaurant business per se, because it involves a lot. Being in the service business, especially with fellow Yidden, is not a simple story. But what we are doing, and it's a step-by-step process, we've ordered a canopy.
I was just going to say, because
Gelatissimo next door's canopy has been a game changer.
It's a big problem that you can't go there if you can't go to Burger and Brew if you hope to sit there and there's a chance of rain.
Correct. So on Sunday when I was driving past and the storm came down Gelatissimo's customers next door, they had a couple of tables full and they were very comfortable, protected, and I saw our customers literally run for cover. So we have placed the order as of last week, and please God, in the next 2.5 weeks it will be installed.
Okay, that'll make a big deal. That will be a game changer.
So that's the one thing. Another thing is that we've bought a couple of tables and chairs extra as well. And what's very exciting, and I'm glad you brought it up because it slipped my mind, we are coming out with a steak. So we are doing an aged steak.
Yes, that's definitely missing.
But like a proper steak, not like a steak roll. I think there's for sure a space in the market for that. And I think a lot of our customers that will come for a business lunch or a date, etc., don't feel like a burger, but want to take it a step higher. So the steaks are being aged as we speak, and please God, next week we'll be launching a steak at the Burger and Brew.
How long? How long do you age a steak?
We're going to be aging for 10 days, wet aging in a vacuum pack.
Alrighty. I must tell you, I've been enjoying, when I go past there, I enjoy the chicken salad. I think it is a very, very nice meal.
So we've just, we're playing around a little bit, and we've started using thigh schnitzel as opposed to breast schnitzel in the salads. And the feedback that we're getting has been amazing. Because of the moisture that's in the thigh.
Right, because it's not as dry.
It's not as dry as the breast,
Very, very good.
And so next week, can we speak about food trends? What are the big food trends for 2019?
What a great idea.
Yes, 100%, 100%. But I would like to keep it to street food and not fancy food, if you know what I mean.
Right, being the focus. In fact, Moshe says, can you ask Baruch about if they would consider a sandwich bar?
So we actually have a sandwich bar in Nussbaum's where we do a hot beef on rye, world famous. It's 1936 hot beef on rye. We do a chicken ciabatta. We do a roast beef sandwich. We do a salami sandwich. So I guess we haven't marketed it all that well, but it exists and it's next door. You can build your own sandwich, in fact.
Okay, very, very nice.
I would like to know one thing, and it's not for you. Where can one get the best shakshuka in Joburg?
Friends used to do a decent shakshuka. I don't know if it was the best.
I would say Frangelica's do a great spicy
shakshuka. Oh, I've never tried their shakshuka.
And the Market Cafe in Noordmool also do a very nice shakshuka.
Oh, I've never even been to
the Market Cafe. Is run by an Israeli guy, and
he knows his shakshuka.
You got involved.
I went to the award-winning shakshuka place in Jerusalem. It's a proper hole in the wall. My son dragged me there. It was quite the experience. You had to duck under the washing lines and then.
Yes, it's like a library inside.
It's like a. It was the most beautiful place once you were in there.
Yes.
It was, there were old books and newspapers and no two chairs matched. I mean, most of them didn't even stand, but, it was incredible. They are world famous for their shakshuka.
And also over there, when you get your shakshuka, you don't just get a shakshuka, you get like four or five little dipping bowls to put your...
But can you remember the name of this place?
I can...
All right, 34519, if you know what I'm talking about, and I know that some of you do, let us know, let me know. 061-895-1019. Baruch Luri, he's joined us from Nussbaum's. Shulis says Market Cafe in Norwood. Timul Shil Shil Shom. That's exactly what it is. It really could be called Khurba Kir or something. But anyway, time is 8:30.